To find is the three Nishainas leading up to the final Nishain. First Nishain was the Holocaust, physical Holocaust. Then there was the spiritual Holocaust of the founding of the state, with the concept of being a Jewish, having Jewish pride without any Sheikhs to Torah, complete Nituk Mitorah, Baruch Hashem. You look around, you see today, enormous atzloch in that area. So what's the third one? What's the Mifchan Acharon, which we said is always the hardest? The final is always the hardest. What does it mean to be a Jew? There's no ideological war against Shomer Torah. If somebody wants to come and knock Shomer Torah, they've got a hard job ahead of them because they've got nothing themselves. You have some alternative ideology that could replace Torah today. Yeah, the communists had an ideology. The scholar had an ideology. The Spanish Inquisition, you were up against an ideology. The Christians, no one has an ideology to them. What ideology do they have? They believe in anything. There's yeshivas opposite the Kremlin in the Red Square. There's no one fighting against Torah, except in London maybe. That's a different war completely. You live in a world of animalistic tivers. That's what you live in. No one's out there, the human race is not there trying to solve human problems with ideologies. They have one purpose. How can I have more pleasure and enjoyment and comfort in this world? Rav Pinkus once said that pshat could be one of the pshatim in the Mishnah that says, but in the end of the day, is the one of the 15 Simonim Mashiach, is Beit Vaad Lesnus. What's a Beit Vaad? A Beit Vaad is a gathering of wise people. All the great wise people, the great scientists today, what are they busy trying to do? More pleasure, that's all. No one's using their koiches to solve human problems. But they're not, and I know they're not. They're all trying to find a little bit more pleasure. Yeah, a little bit more pleasure there. Look where all the money's being invested. Look where all the bucks is. People used to go to the moon. If there was some ideological yesod there. It was all about diving, but at the end of the day, I thought they could do some research. They might find solutions to human problems out there, whatever. Today, why they want to go to the moon? Because it's tourists. Some Japanese guy just paid $65 million or whatever to book the first flight, tourist flight to the moon. Where are the greatest minds, the greatest geniuses today with the greatest money? Where are they investing their money? Pleasure. What does the average football player cost today? I don't know, I'm out of touch.
Millions.
Wow, what does he produce? What does he give? Nothing but a pleasure. That's all. That's where the world. That's where there's no displeasure out there.
But which pleasure it's to see football match? Which pleasure it's?
That's pleasure. First class, fifth class pleasure, physical pleasure. It's all they're interested in.
To be stronger than in the other one.
Yes, and they'll give their lives for it. If Mark Futsal doesn't win, or you're the guy's depressed, he'll kill somebody over it. Good shit, though. It's exaggerated. And why is it your Kfutzah? Because your brother's playing in there, or because you... No, because you chose that your Kfutzah. Zil! Most of these kids don't even know where Barcelona is. They'll give their lives for Barcelona.
The moon, right?
industry today is around revolving around, and you see it. What are the biggest companies today? Who are the guys that are making the big bucks today?
Well, Teva was. Teva was.
And there was also just about pleasure, comfort. What are they selling? What are they selling? Live longer. Yeah, what is medicine? More comfort, less pain, more pleasure, live longer, anti-aging. That's what it's about.
Amazon.
Amazon, all of that's all about pleasure. Netflix, Amazon, I don't even know what's going on out there. Those are the old ones. What about the new ones? The ones that haven't been invented yet that are going to be invented this year.
So what are we saying?
Big financial guy told me in London, a year and a half ago, he told me in the good old days, you used to look for solid investments that existed. You would look for a good, solid company. You check it out, you invest in it. He said, today we're looking for the company that hasn't been invented yet. That's what we want to invest in. Because something's going to happen this year and I want to be on the back of that thing. Understand? This needs explaining. This is not a car shoot. When was the last time you had an ideological struggle with anybody over Yiddishkeit? Like a real Aristotelian, you know, real proper philosophical discussions. They need to talk about that. They have nothing. Nothing.
At the same time, why don't we also armed enough to have that? As well as long as
in Achinami,
as well as they're not doing
in Achinami, that's what you're trying to work on, but that's not where our fight is. We don't need those weapons. We don't need those bullets. Because that's not where our struggle is. Let's see where our struggle is, and then we'll know what we do need to build ourselves in. Going and working out how to slug up Aristotle is not going to help you, because no one's challenging you with Aristotle. All the efforts are all centered on one thing. How do we live in this world with more comfort, less problems? Hamtzaut hagoyni shel doreini mitrakozois b'shaylo oides kamen dvarim noichalasois bli lazuz miyamakom. All the genius inventions today are revolving around one thing. How can I do more things without having to move? Okeitzer liten loichal mahe bli laavod midai kasher kedoyim. How can I eat more? How can I eat quicker? How can I eat more pleasure? The generation needs an enormous amount of entertainment and news and tikshoret. Everything you want at the push of a button. People are walking around depressed, without any sipuk, without any pleasure, and as a result of that, they run to find ways to escape their pain. Entertainment, taivas, drugs, prescription drugs, non-prescription drugs, legal drugs, non-legal drugs, everybody's looking for ways. You know what, it has to be that way, by the way. You have a society that's built on rights, not on obligations. Any society built on rights will lead automatically to depression. Any person living his life focusing on his rights and not his obligations will eventually become depressed. Why does it have to be that way? In the system of giving and taking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate giver. If you're a taker, you can't get close to Hashem because you're the opposite of Hashem. You want to be close to Hashem means you have to be like Hashem. The only way you can be like Hashem is when you're giving. When you focus on your obligations, you're focusing on what you need to give. When you're focusing on your rights, you're focusing on what you need to take. But as long as you're taking and focusing on your rights, you're getting further and further away from Hashem, the only true source of pleasure in this world. So you have to become depressed and miserable. The only real sipuk a person can get in this world is by being close to Hashem. How do you do that? By being like him, by giving, by focusing on your obligations. As long as you're living in a world of gimme, 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 magierly, I have rights, you have to become depressed.
Rav said something like a few minutes ago, also when you receive, feel in a way when you're giving to that person.
Yeah, that's called giving. Whatever's called giving. Sometimes it looks like taking, but it's not. Sometimes giving looks like giving. We're talking about giving according to the definition of giving. Hashem's doing that all the time. Aval, that's the vault. You have a generation that's kulu shakur in their rights. Humans' rights, children's rights, women's rights, workers' rights. Everybody's got rights and all the obligations. No one's got obligations. So what? You're a whole bunch of takers. So that's why Teva should start investing more in Prozac. Because that's where the bucks are.
If they give, they lose. And it's the opposite.
Of course it's the opposite. It's the only way you can get anything in this world is by giving. That's why they need all this entertainment and shopping. Why is Amazon so big? Because he cottoned onto an old mystery. Yeah? People will buy if you give them what to buy. If you offer people what to buy, they will buy. One of the most terrifying addictions there is.
So, it's okay, just to add on that point. If you give someone to buy, they'll buy. So by where we live, there's a traffic set, where's Zerat Achim? And it's right by Barcode. He told me about a month ago, a guy put a vending machine there. A month ago, he put a vending machine. It's just like a dead corner. Kids go past and say, well, you couldn't believe the amount of people that are buying stuff from that vending machine. But before that vending machine was there, how many of them would have just, I said to my wife, how many would have just carried on their way and not even thought about a packet of chips or a bar of chocolate? And he put his nourish right there, and it's
moved up. It's
just an amazing example.
That's it. You give people things to buy, they'll buy it.
The way Amazon works now is they have Amazon to go stores. You just walk in.
You walk and take what you want and leave.
Take what you want.
Yeah. No staff, no nothing. The easier to buy. Yeah. Brilliant.
It's all on your phone.
Physical shop. You walk into the shop, there's no staff.
With Wi-Fi. You have to just walk in, take what you want, and it charges your credit card.
Scan your phone.
I'll tell you how clever it is. If you take something off the shelf,
and it sees,
and you don't want it, you put it back, it knows. It's hard to understand. Not hard to understand. The technology of this is very posh. He didn't take the most advanced. This is all old technology. It's not new stuff. Face recognition.
Having in the hospitals, in the fridges, if you take this quite your credit card, you lift up like a yogurt or a sandwich, and it on the scale.
Yeah, but there you have to swipe your credit card. Yeah, you swipe your credit card once, and that's it. For the rest of your life, you walk in there and you go out. You don't have to swipe your credit card and go out. You don't check out. You've checked out as you take the thing off your. Yeah. And by the way, that's how Shem runs the world. That Amazon to go store, why is it so fascinating? Because that's how Shem runs his world. We walk through this world, we take from here, we take from there. What do you think? That you're not gonna check out at some point? You don't think there's a checkout counter at some stage, yeah?
Being added up.
You think this is a free ride? It's exactly the marshal. Pull the marshal. No one's looking, no one knows. I take from here, I take from there, I stick from there. At the end of the day, what do you mean? I meet you, yeah. There's your bowl. It's a very expensive hotel.
But we have also commercial interest. That means they have to push the people to buy.
Advertising is a multi-billion dollar industry, of course. The greatest minds in the world, the greatest psychologists and people that understand people, where to advertise, how to advertise, how to put the store, what do you put where, the smells in the store that cause, do you know what's going on here?
It's a manipulation of the people.
Of course it is. They want your money. Yeah. Of course.
So once.
And it's a sign, all right, listen, I invite you. Everybody knows how bad it is out there. Okay. Everybody knows how bad it is. I think we've made our point. So What's the cure? Anashim ma'abdim et hazahut ha'atzmit shelem. People have lost their own identity. Ve'eni mevinim avu ma'im chayim. They know what they're living for. Ma'a chavosu v'olama. What are you living for? Everybody, you know what they're living for? Le'megino yisleiv avir et tamay zu chayredes aleinu mashpia alponim ha'machaneh. As the Rambam says, Teva Shalodim Limshech Ochasviva. If that's what's going on out there, it affects us. Haderech Hayechida Shalanu it moded mul nisoyin ze himilchomus kodesh shematarasa la hagdiles kedushas v'roimimus Yisrael. The only way to withstand this enormous nisoyim is a holy war, the goal of which is to increase kedushas v'reinemus Yisrael. Lahaki begoydel avcheinu maloseinu lahavin heitiv ki ein lanu kolshaiches o shutfes imasechi amius shel arachov v'imasheka hasholet boim. First, you have to realize how valuable we are, how great we are, and then to understand that what's going on out there has no shaykhus to us whatsoever. It's disgusting, it's sheker, that's what's ruling the world today, and it has no shaykhus to me whatsoever. In other words, we dealt with the three amudim. The first amud was the Holocaust. The second amud was the Komos Medina, the stripping of Ruchnias, taking away your Jewish pride and swapping it for something else. And now we've got, that was the amud Torah, and now you have the amud Chesed. Shekain kamalil yisod midas Chesed shalei not Avram Avinu es oiloi, the pillars of foundation that Avram Avinu built his tent. Huli yais mit chesed in koino. Kizeh asherish will call midas atov shabo oilam. All the midas of tov in the oilam are sherished in bin chesed in koino. Rakim nakiris erech ma'aloseinu amitis. Only when we recognize our true quality, who we really are. V'neide ba'ifen boru kilifi oisis seide shekova kodesh bolchu b'rbiyas oilam. The way a kodesh bolchu set up the world, who nitztarech lanu, he needs us. And we are kiviyochel giving him chesed, like the kid with a cigarette. With that, you'll be able to withstand the nisoyin generation. If not, you're going to have problems. The biggest failure of this generation is giving up hope. Sad, depressed, that flows from the machshava, that one way or another, I'm so low, I'm so unimportant. What do I do? Who cares what I think? Does it make any difference? That allows us, once again, it potters us from our responsibilities and allows us to go after all the schmutz in the world. Why? Because anyway I'm schmutz. I'm like, what am I? Me ani. I'm nothing. I'm a small little speck of dust on top of a small speck of dust floating around in a universe that's a speck of dust. There's stars out there that are 30 times the size of our sun. And the earth compared to the sun is a blip of dust. And me on this planet is a blip of dust. That's because we can't. We don't got nothing. I'm like, so what? So it makes any difference. I got this one. I got that one.
Who's he addressing it to? Who's he addressing
you?
Me.
If you feel you're the address. If you don't feel this is your problem, then it's not being addressed to you.
Making a generalization that everybody feels like they're nothing?
No, as we said right in the beginning of the Sefer, you'll find exceptions to every generalization he's making. He's talking about the door, the klal. He's not making a statistical statement here, but you speak to most people, they'll tell you that's how they feel. It's a klali, the same as not everyone was affected by the Holocaust. People living in Johannesburg during the World War II weren't affected by the Holocaust. Not directly. People living in London were. Terrible times. Avada, you can't say the Jews of Burma weren't that touched by commerce. I'm just saying. Aval, the klaliyut, the sweep of the generation. Yeah. The atava chatana mekola omim, the chosen people, the fact that we're a unique nation, have a unique tafkid in this world, and that we're better than everybody else, is completely forgotten. You're not allowed to say it. You're not even allowed to speak about it. It's very not politically correct today, even in the frum world, to talk about amanifcho. Yeah, the way they sell it, you know. No, we're all the same. We're just people are not the same. We're all different. You know, in sport, you have the goalkeeper and you have the quarterback, and you know, everyone's the same. Just some people are doing, you know, whatever. That's how we sell it. Nonsense. We amanifcha tavachatanu mikol ha'amim. That's been forgotten. We don't have that anymore. They'll tell me that's everybody. No, of course not. But if you look at the door in general, ruba de ruba of Jews out there, yeah, that's the door.
You think that's in Eretz Yisrael? People are
everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Go into any Beis Yaakov, yeshiva katani, yeshiva gedoyla, whatever, okay, and ask the kids, if you found out you weren't Jewish, would you magaya? Come back and tell me what statistics you discovered. How could somebody, you know, he's a member of Ava Nifcha, he knows Machavosu Ba'olamo, he understands what the Jewish people is and what their unique relationship with Hashem is, would give it away in 1 second because mitzarich etzi. Why you yeshiva there? Well, because that's what you have to do. Hey, whatever. If I was a Christian, I'd be in a monastery. And if I was an Arab, I'd be in whatever the Arabs do. Ask them, speak to them. Go talk to the kids out there today. You'll see they don't have a clue. Is that everybody? No, I think you'd find a reasonable percentage that have a deep sense of Jewish pride and know what it means, atavachatani. But what percentage are we talking about in terms of the whole Jewish people? 75% of the Jews are prepared to marry goyim. That's the statistic today, the average assimilation rate in the world today. 60%, 50%, 70%. What is it? I don't know. What's the latest update? Last I heard, it was about 75% in America.
And he's not talking to those Jews.
Why not?
Because they won't even open that book.
But we're talking to those Jews.
We're not talking to them.
Yes, we are. If we're not, we have a problem. Why are we not talking to them? Why don't they see us and say, wow, I want to be like you. Why aren't they looking at us and saying, I want to be like you? They look at us and say, you're just as miserable as us. I've heard that.
It's lack of motivation. The people are not motivated. They make what everyone is doing, and that's it. It's not
until she walks outside and opens up a newspaper and reads what's going on and says, you know what? You're just as bad as us. So Shabbos is a nice thing, so I'll become a Shabbos. Because Shabbos is nice, I'll keep Shabbos. If it doesn't suit me on Shabbos, Wednesday is better for me, I'll keep Shabbos on Wednesday. I'm just saying, we know that. People go speak to people in Kiruv. Oh, Hashem, we have about 20 Talmidim out there that are Osek in Kiruv. I had a long chat with Tats about this the other day. You know how hard it is to do Kiruv today? Because they'll come to your house and they'll have a great Shabbos if you can find such an experience. Not always easy to find a place where you can take a guy and he has a good Shabbos experience today. He'll have a good Shabbos experience. He's going to come into the Shabbos experience and say, I also want this. What do I do? Say, go to yeshiva. Yeah? He's going to come into there. He's going to open the newspaper and say, what? You guys are just as bad as us. What do you have that's better than us? He's going to hang around a little bit. He's going to go to yeshiva and he's going to say, hello, what's going on here? What's with the drugs and the alcohol in the yeshivas? Mm-hmm. Well, you think we're immune from this? Why am I the guy that doesn't know? Why am I the one that knows about this? That means every yeshiva, no, not every yeshiva, but a good bunch. Why is there such an enormous crisis in alcohol in the film world in America today? Why were there over 100 heroin overdose deaths in New York alone in the film community last year in New York? Why? Because everything's fine? Why are the organizations like Amudim and what's this other one, whatever, out there trying to,
Akshiva,
all the, why? Because everything's cool? Is that everybody? What's the percentages? I don't know, but whatever the percentage is. If the divorce rate's 10%, it's 10% too much, and I think it's higher than that today. What did I hear from Dovid Olofsky the other day? There was a Beis Yaakov, they did a statistic, whatever. Roy of the Kita Aleph girls come from divorced homes. Somewhere in America, in one of the Beis Yaakovs there. Not the frumest Beis Yaakov, not the most fryer, but whatever, one of the middle of the road Beis Yaakovs, somewhere in New York. The Roy of kids coming to Kita Aleph this year from divorced homes. So I say, come on, sure, you're a pessimist. You have to look on the bright side. And Achinami, I look on the bright side. But that's happening because we have a deep sense of what our mission in this world is. We know who we are. We know Atav HaChatani. We know that we have a mission. We know Machavos of Olamoy. We have a deep relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why this is all happening. There's a disconnect somewhere with our mission and who Hashem is. And who I am in relationship to Hashem. Now, I don't know, I'm not an anthropologist, I don't know what's happening, what's going on, but I'll tell you, a lot of what we're talking about here has a lot to do with this.
Did Rob answer the question, though? Why did Hashem put us in an environment which we're likely to be seduced by and cause all the problems?
Why did Hashem create the world? Why did Hashem create the world?
We've got there's a Golas situation now, right?
We've always had it.
I know, but... For
2,000 years, 1 second, this is not a new problem.
It's not new.
The nature of the problem has changed. Mm. But Golas is something we've been in for 2,000 years. And each generation has its unique Nisoinus, which along the way wiped out and destroyed a lot of Jews. The Murano story, the Inquisition story, the Haskalah, communism... Yeah, along the way, we lost a lot of Yidden, like we're losing a lot of Yidden today in Achinami. It's not a new phenomenon. There were some bright sparks and some bright moments along the way. But since the times of Akomis Yisrael, 80% of Klal Yisrael never came out of Mitzrayim. It's not clear what's going to be with this Mashiach, what the percentages are. Big machlaikas, not so posh.
Yeah, it's similar.
Hasam Sofer held it's going to be exactly the same.
Similar.
Reb Simcha Wasserman heard from the Chofetz Chaim, it's not. He said, Hashem's not going to leave Baha'u'llah 1 year. Every year it's coming home. I don't know, whatever, but today it doesn't look so promising. Someone whose mother was Jewish, and he's done nothing to be oik himself from the Jewish people. Assimilation is one of the ways you can oik yourself from the Jewish people, you don't do tshuva. Not, it's not very easy to ache yourself from the Jewish people. No, no, you're right. You're asking a good question. What does it mean? But that's what's missing. We don't have a good, decent sense of kosher Jewish pride. Yush, Atzvus, Dichtu, Hanoivim, Itoch, Machshove, Bikain, Pach, Ubein, Kach, Anakosh, Shveilim. We really believe that it's all Tolubi. All Tolubi, the whole Bria Sa'ilam, 6,000 years. The whole Kiyum of Klal Yisrael is Tolubi. We really believe that? Of course not. If you believe it, what are you doing sitting here? Why aren't you out there changing the world? What are you hiding away in a little cage of cutlass for? Go out there and change the world. Go then talk to thousands of Yidden. Go start a Hidabrut, go start a Eisha Torah, go start a Arachim, go do something with your life. If you really believe it. If you don't, then join me and we'll talk about it. Hopefully something will change. We have solutions to every problem we have. We have a chinuch crisis in America today, where the chinuch system is designed to stop people having children. Do you know what it costs to send your kids to Jewish education today in North America? People have told me we can't afford to have children. So the chinuch system, the frum charedi chinuch system, is stopping people from having children because they can't afford to send them for Jewish education. We have solutions to this problem. We have the greatest minds with the greatest wealth that this nation has ever had. Asconim who have got enormous amount. Why is the problem not being solved and dealt with? I'm not screaming this. This was screamed at the last Aguda conference. Ephraim Waxman got up and screamed this at the last Aguda conference. Where are... I don't know. Maybe it has changed. I don't know. I'm not a...
School vouchers.
Where are the solutions to the problems? Why are we not doing anything about it? Everybody is happy with the chinuch that their children are getting or got. Give me the one guy that will tell you, chinuch, wherever you are, in any country, in any place in the world, where the guy will put up his hand and say, that's the one thing I don't have to worry about.
So then the chinuch is wrong. The chinuch for this time is wrong. It's not
acceptable. So or the parents are wrong. No, so I'm asking, what am I doing about it? Not what they do.
You complain to the people who run the education.
Who's the they? No, I'm responsible. These are my kids. Hashem didn't mechayev the chinuch system deraisa to mechanech my children. Hashem gave me a mitzvah, I say deraisa to mechanech my children. What am I doing about it? What are they doing about it? There is no they. This is about me. This is about me. Good, excellent. Now you're asking the right question. Good, I don't know. But at least you're asking the question, what can I do? Not what are they going to do?
So don't
give up asking questions. If you really care about the question and you keep asking him, good Hashem, and asking him, he'll show you the answer. Guaranteed, I promise you. You can't do it on your own. Rav Noah Weinberg told me he realized he couldn't save the world on his own, therefore he had to start an organization. So he started an organization. And Achinami, you can't do it on your own. But you know what? You might have to do it on your own. Bishvili Nivra'ilah means I have to do what I can do. Today, now. But the Nakudia is he's saying right and he's saying right. You have to keep asking the question. Go to Hashem and say, what do you want from me? Here I am. Hineni mochen u'mezumen. I am prepared to do whatever you want me to do. Tell me what to do, because I don't know. I'm a little guy. I can't even speak the language. What do you want from me? And he'll show you what to do. You in your own little way. I don't know what your tafkid in the world is. That's why it's in the singular. Ma chavasa ba'olamai. What's my chiyuv in my world? I don't know what your chiyuv is. Go ask Hashem, what am I living for? How many people here every day ask themselves one simple question and have the courage to wait for an answer? What am I living for? Without the intense drive to get an answer. Just simply, curiously ask yourself that question and leave it to Hashem to provide you with an answer. How many people in the world do that today? What am I living for? What did Hashem put me in the world for? And I'm not talking about what did Hashem create all the stars and the moon. That's too big. Just me in my little world, what am I supposed to do? What do I want written on my tombstone one day? He ate many chickens.
I don't want anything written on my tombstone.
I'm asking what we have to take stock. We have to stop and ask ourselves, what's going on here? Or we can just drift through life and be complacent and be happy and say, that's fine, it's all good. It's not my responsibility. Not my problem. The chinuch problem is not my problem. Baruch Hashem, I don't have kids in the chayde anymore. I can see them in hell. I don't have to say hello to him anymore. Because I don't have to deal with him anymore. Because Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shepetraunim, Ben Adam Hazeh. Well, no. This is Klal Yisrael's problem. You've got a Klal Yisrael. What do you want to do with it? So obviously, you can't solve every problem. You've got whatever you have to do. You need a rabbi to tell you that? Seven. But I'm just saying, you don't realize that's poshut. If you don't have something you're ready to die for, so there's nothing really that you're ready to live for properly. You had a year left to live, what would you do with that year? No, it's like if you had 1 week left to live, what would you do? That's too intense, I can't deal with that. Got a year left to live. What would you do with it? It's a nice question to start slowly, slowly. Don't panic from the question. What happens if you have that question, we panic and we move on? No, it's a nice question to have running in the background. Would I be doing this if I had a year left to live? Ask yourself. If not, then what would you want to do with this moment? They asked Rabbi Victor Miller that question. If you had 1 day left to live, what would you do with it? He said, what time of the day are you talking about? Gorgeous. I'd carry on doing what I'm doing. Just tell me what time of the day. If it's like breakfast time, I'll have breakfast. If it's supper time, I'll have supper. If it's time for learning, I'll learn. If it's time, whatever. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm living my life. Yeah. I'm living my life like if I had 1 day left. Because that's how I live my life always. That's what he said. Never didn't live like that. 1 day is too intense. We can't do that. A year. Utpam, it's the split between the she'ifa and what you can do. You have a yearning and a desire to solve all of Klal Yisrael's problems. You have to have that yearning. Practically, what can I do? I might be able to change myself a little bit. Okay, that's a start. You change yourself, you've changed Klal Yisrael, no? Because you're a part of Klal Yisrael. If you're a slightly better person tomorrow, Klal Yisrael is now changed. But that's so small and it's pitsy and whatever. That's your Yetzer Hara talking. in an infinite world where everything you do has infinite ramifications, nothing small. Because whatever you do is netzach netzochim. So how small is that? If you give 1 shekel stocker, you give 10 shekel stocker. So yeah, there's a 9 shekel difference. In Olam Haba, what's the difference between 1 shekel and 10 shekel? Infinite is infinite is infinite. The reward for giving stock is infinite. So how small or big is that? There's nothing small down here. It's all big. It's all netzach. That's because I'm a yid. I have shaykhs to eternity. Therefore, everything I do has major ramifications. So why would you be depressed and miserable because you're a nobody? You're not a nobody, you're everybody. You're the reason the world was created. Ah, now you're starting to feel a bit garbadik. Alavai! Alavai, you'd start feeling garbadik. Moshe Rabbeinu knew who he was? It made him a Balgaiva? No, knowing who you are makes you an Onov, not a Gaiva. Not knowing who you are makes you a Balgaiva.